Bedtime in the Nether. Episode 6. How the Ghasts Learned to Cry. Tonight's story is a little bit sad in the middle, the way a warm bath is a little bit too hot when you first get in. Stay with it. It turns kind at the end, kinder than you're expecting. That's the whole point of the Ghasts. Everyone who has ever visited the Nether says the same thing first. What is that sound? It drifts down from the red haze, high above the lava sea. A long, wavering, faraway cry, like a baby bird the size of a house, like a violin played by someone who learned music from the wind. Travelers hear it and shiver. The Ghasts, they say. The big white floating ones. The criers. And everyone, gets the crying wrong. People think Ghasts cry because they're sad about themselves. Lonely up there, people figure, drifting around with nobody to hold on to. People feel sorry for them, or get scared of them, and either way they hurry off and never learn the truth. You're going to learn the truth. Here it is. Before the forgetting, the Ghasts lived on the ground. Hardly anyone knows that anymore. They were rounder then, and they tucked themselves between the warm hills the way clouds sometimes rest in valleys in your world. They were the gentlest things in the Nether. Piglins leaned against them while they ate lunch. Baby striders bounced on them, which the Ghasts enjoyed enormously. A Ghast's whole job, in the old days, was simply to be soft in a hard landscape, and they were wonderful at it. And because they were everywhere, and because they were quiet, the Ghasts noticed everything. They knew every piglin's name without ever being told. They knew the walking songs. They knew which piglin child belonged to which auntie. The Ghasts paid attention the way the lava keeps things, completely, and without making any fuss about it. Then came the morning the forgetting began. The Ghasts felt it before anyone else. Of course they did, they were the noticers. All across the Nether, in one terrible quiet moment, they felt the names start to come loose from their friends, felt all that softness and knowing begin to slip away like leaves letting go. And the Ghasts did the only thing that made sense to them. They lifted off the ground, so they could see everyone at once. Every Ghast, everywhere, all on the same morning, rose up into the red sky like lanterns released, and they have not come back down since. Not once. Not for one single day in 1,000 years. Because somebody had to keep watch. Somebody had to hold the whole Nether in view and refused to look away while it forgot itself. And up there, watching their friends wander the forests unable to call to each other, watching the bastions rise to fill the empty places, the Ghasts began to cry. Not for themselves. That's the part everyone gets wrong. Ghasts have never once cried for themselves. They cry for the piglins who can't remember their own sisters. For the Endermen carrying guess after guess across the worlds. For every small lost thing that doesn't even know it's lost. The Ghasts took on the crying the way the striders took on the walking and the lava took on the keeping, as a job. As their way of helping. Someone in the Nether had to do the missing, out loud, for everyone too forgetful to do their own. And their tears fall. They fall a long, long way, glittering through the red haze, down and down to the lava sea. And the sea, the great keeper, the memory of the world, catches every single one. It has never let even one tear land hard. Each one is taken in, and held, and added to the keeping, so that nothing the guests ever cried about is truly gone. The crying and the keeping work together, you see. They have for 1,000 years. It's the oldest partnership in the Nether. Now, tonight, one more thing happened, and then we'll sleep. High above the basalt flats, an old guest named Will was drifting and watching, the way she had for 1,000 years. And far below, she saw a piglin guard at a bastion gate help a lost hoglin child find its herd. You might know that hoglin, and the piglin did the old slow nod, ears down. I see you, and I'm glad it's you. And Will, very high up, very quietly, remembered the shape of a kind word. Not the word itself. Not yet. Just its shape, the way you remember the warmth of a room without remembering the room. It had been so long since anyone in the Nether had a name to be called by. But the shape was there, suddenly, like a footprint glowing in the basalt. Will didn't cry, that one moment. She made a different sound. Something softer. Almost like the beginning of a song. The lava sea heard it, and far down in the deep, something listened harder. We're getting close to that something, you and me. 2 more nights, maybe 3. But now the tears are all caught, the watch is all kept, and the sky is doing the missing so you don't have to. Put it all down. Someone bigger than the night is holding it. Good night.